This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Churchill Downs is ready to celebrate the Kentucky Oaks Friday and the Kentucky Derby Saturday, although the grandstands, infield, and all the other seats will be empty this year. Vice President of Corporate Communications, Tanya Albin, says Kentuckians structure our year around the Kentucky Derby.
We've learned as Kentuckians to structure our year around the Derby, and that being the first Saturday in May. It's not the only time that the Derby has been rescheduled. That happened once before in 1945 for different reasons. But, you know, I just look back at that and I think we will overcome this, and hopefully our next Derby will look a little bit more like we recognize.
Albin says the Derby has never run without fans before.
This is the first time that it's ever been run without fans. Now, obviously, the attendance of the Derby has swelled through the year. So it went from the very early days of just a few hundred people to, you know, last year we had over 150,000. 2015 was our record high of 170,000. And, you know, on those days, the Churchill Downs becomes the equivalent of the third largest city.
She adds the road to the Derby has been different this year.
We have races that qualify horses to participate in the Derby, so we can get to that top 20 who fill the starting gate. And so we had to modify that based on, you know, a lot of races were canceled throughout the pandemic when you know, horse racing wasn't happening.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you really enjoy the stories you hear on Traveling the Bluegrass, we'd like to invite you to listen to the whole visit uncut. Just type youragedge.com into your browser. You'll find Traveling the Bluegrass uncut stories in long form, so you don't miss a thing. You'll also find lots of ag news and farm pictures from across the Commonwealth. You can also find all the Kentucky communities that Traveling the Bluegrass can be found. Remember to visit youragedge.com.